It's Five for Friday on March 15th. I curate out 5 things every Friday that are worth weekend reading time for people interested in public sector operations in general and public procurement specifically. And from time to time, I record an audio companion, which is what you are listening to now. So first, the National Association of State Procurement Officials has a nice spotlight they did last week for Women's History Month. I believe they'll be doing it throughout the month. This one last week was a feature on Paula Moskowitz, who was NASPO's first female president in 1993. She was the director of procurement for New York State Office of General Services from 92 to 2003, and she helped create the precursor to the NASPO Exchange Conference, which was last week, and we all thank you for that. Second, the Open Contracting Partnership, which takes a look at procurement issues globally, has a new 2024 to 2030 strategy document on better procurement for people and the planet, and lays out 4 key paths to the new strategy to get there. I always find OCP has interesting pieces of content out, so this is a good one to introduce yourself to the organization if you have not done so far. Third, the Procurement Excellence Network, which is associated with Harvard, recently highlighted NECEC's Municipal Guide to Inclusive Climate Action and Equitable Procurements, which is again a free guide that is of interest to procurement professionals, whether you are with a municipality or not. This particular one is municipal oriented and it lays out proactive steps on sustainable and resilient futures for your communities. Fourth, NASIO, which is the state's chief information officers, had a recent report highlighting the vital role of data literacy in state government decision-making and goes into a good piece of content on how state employees need data literacy skills, especially with the increased use of generative AI software and the importance of good data quality. And the document provides recommendations for a data literacy program that can be employed at state government levels. And finally, Kirk Buffington returns to his Legally Speaking blog for NIGP with a piece on agency discretion, and when we hear that an agency has certain amounts of discretion, what exactly does that mean? And different courts have defined it differently. So he digs into 2 different court cases to try to find some trends related to what is meant by the term and how to employ it in your future practices. So this last week, I was in Orange County for a couple of days and spoke out there at their conference, very well attended, lots of great feedback, and I will drop a picture to the events in the bonus link. Starting on Sunday, I will be in the National Association of Education Procurement Conference for a couple days. I get to speak out there as well, and we'll be in the expo hall. That's always a big event and worth the time. So if you're attending, let's plan to meet. And with that, have a happy Friday.
Hi, it's Dustin Lanier. Thanks for listening. Please find me on LinkedIn for original public sector operations content every week. And please reach out to me if I and my team of procurement professionals at Civic Initiatives can help you be a public procurement change agent.